Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, a little bit of the Stones bringing us back in. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till, we're having a great visit with our good friend John Audette. We're talking about some of the myths that people have in their head about how to reach out and touch customers, how to connect with people online. John, give us the website again, please.
Our website is 406strategies.com.
Can they find this information, this series of myths on your website?
Yeah, just go to the blog on the navigation bar on the right-hand side. Click on blog, and we've got a very, very active blog.
Yeah,
and
so check it out there, folks. The blog's right off of 406strategies.com. John, you're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about some of the platforms that are being created and my idea of that. I think this is the next killer app. But there's something people can do right now, and it's something as old as you and me, you and I, as long as you and I have been talking about this, and that's more than 10 years, something that people should be doing, and there's too many small business owners are still not doing it, and tell them what that is.
Well, that is email.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned email. You know, the one advantage that local and small businesses have over the big dogs, the big boxes and the internet businesses and so on, is building relationships with their customers. And email is such a wonderful way to build on that relationship. And also, the internet is totally, you know, advertising and marketing has been flipped upside down. It used to be a push environment where they pushed ads at you in an interruption-based way and irritated you and so on. And now it's a pull medium, and you pull in what you want. And you ignore the rest. And the one place in internet marketing where you can actually push and push with somebody's permission and not irritate them, but build the relationship is with email.
Mm-hmm. So but first you got to know what that email address is, though.
You've got to get their email address.
And permission to connect with them using it.
Exactly right, and make them. You can make them feel special. You can, to your best customers, you can give them advanced announcements of special sales or, you know, any number of ways. I mean, you know how to run your business and you know what's important to your customers, and you can use email to communicate that. And so you need to get your customers' email. I mean, I don't care how you have to bribe them. Give them a free dessert or give them a special discount. Or
hey, hey, John, whoa. Just ask them. Just ask them. They'll probably, 9 out of 10 people will just give it to you.
Well, they will because it's, that's the way it is now. But
and all you got to do, John, is something you and I talked about back in 98, and that's just promise not to abuse their email address.
Exactly right. Don't overdo it.
That's all you got to do is promise and then keep that promise.
Yep. Don't overdo it. And but people think, and this one is really dead true. People think email's kind of old-fashioned and so on, and they really overlook it. And you know, all the buzz you hear today is about social media marketing and search marketing and so on and so forth, and everybody shoves email aside. Email is still, in study after study after study, number one in ROI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And folks, it's the way... In my opinion, it is the way when these new platforms that we talked about earlier that John's going to come back and talk to us about later on, what I'm calling you building your own and hosting your own Facebook type of or Twitter type of platform, social media platform that you host. This is your community that you basically build and develop and serve. One of the ways you will populate that is by email, by first connecting with them over email. So you're setting the stage. This is a foundation for the future, I think, John. What do you think?
It is, oddly enough, since it's one of the very first things that happened, you know, old standby email.
Yeah.
And then we had a very in-depth study of online couponing on our website.
Which you and I have talked about on the show before.
We did. It's fraught with danger. You know, take if you're even thinking about it, you have to take a few minutes to go check out what we say about it, because our little guide to online couponing has become probably the definitive resource on the internet.
And John's a real skeptic on this, folks, so you should go back and read what he has to say at 406strategies.com. Go back and listen to some of the things he's done with us on our website. You might even be able to find, John, you're not going to break my heart and tell me they can't find those interviews on your website, because I know you put them up there. But anyway. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done. Folks, be sure to check out these myths. Go to the blog and at 406strategies.com and find out, get the whole list and all the explanation on these strategies. John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I always enjoy it.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.